I did put the number on board. Number 460, $460,000, that is over.
Bow with me, please. Our dearest and great God in heaven, we thank Thee for this hour we've had to come together tonight to study Your Word together. As we prayed earlier, Father, it is an encouragement to us to be together to consider Your Word. It is even greater encouragement to learn from Your Word and to be more confident in our service unto You from day to day. We thank You, Father, for the lesson that's been prepared, for the presentation, for the study, for the consideration. And now we pray, Father, that You'll help us to lay these things to our heart and that we will be inwardly, in spirit and in mind, the Christian that You would have us to be, that we may embody the life of Jesus Christ and reflect His light in our lives as we go, and to not just be someone in name and in letter and having done certain things, that we feel like we can lay claim of that which is given by grace and mercy. Help us, Father, to live according to Your grace and mercy, repentant, humble, seeking You first and putting You first so that You may be glorified in all things. And we pray, Father, that Your name is glorified in the world for the salvation that You've afforded us. We're mindful tonight, Father, that a brother will deliver a message designed to encourage us, to redeem those who are lost, and to help us to remember that we must make correction in our lives and recommit always to do the things that are pleasing to You, that we may stay in a covenant relationship, that You will redeem us from this earth and take us home to be with You forever and ever. I pray that those listening may hear it and respond to the message that's given and the invitation that is offered, we know that is extended from your hand, for your hand is not shortened. We thank you, Father, for the bringing each one together tonight, but we know that we're missing several, and some of those are traveling, some of those are sick and hindered, and some have spiritual problems and ailments that keep them from wanting to do this much, the extra things to bolster them and to encourage the brethren. We pray, Father, that you would be with each one in their circumstance, so that they might be relieved of those burdens, and particularly for the spiritually minded, that you will use us as tools to continue to encourage them and to draw them back into a faithful walk with you among us. Father, pray for the forgiveness of our sins as we study tonight. We pray these things and we have judgments and views of others around about us, and yet we have flaws and problems and faults in our own life. We pray, Father, that we not be hypocritical, but continue to admit these things, lay them before you, and seek to improve our lives before you. May we not let may not those things that are wrong in our lives hinder someone else. Please help that not to happen, and give us an honest approach to ourselves first to remove the beam, so we may help someone else with the mote in their eye. Go with us, Father, and tonight in this service and through the rest of this evening, receive these songs of praise to your name. Hear our prayer, and with great thanksgiving, Father, we ask these supplications before you. And we pray that you will hear us and that you will comfort our hearts, that we have laid these things before the true and the living God. And we have approached you in this prayer and in this service in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah, I remember back in the mid-80s, there's a great store that opened up down in Huffman, one that a lot of people's waiting for, Walmart. I enjoyed it. I loved going there because they had a very good selection of G.I. Joes and Star Wars figures. So, as a little kid, I had a, I guess for me and my grandmother, we both had traumatic experiences when she took me to service merchandise. That's a story for another time. But it was always good to go there because you could, whatever money I could save up and to buy an action figure that had a good selection of action figures. And, you know, as Walmart came into town, it provided so much for the community. All the way up until 92. And in 1992, as you may remember, Sam Walton passed away. On April the 5th. After his death, Walmart kind of continued as they were, but they started to slip a little bit, and we even see that today. We've seen it slip a lot more. So what happened? Why did this change? They were still meeting their goals. They were doing what they had been doing before, and how they had been doing it, that none of that changed for them. So what happened? Well, after Sam died, he was the embodiment of their why they did things. His focus was on people, not just the people that worked for him, but the communities, all of those around. That was his focus. He was ranked as probably the richest man in the U.S. at the time before his death, and he didn't. That didn't bother him at all. As a matter of fact, to his senior managers, he scolded them for driving expensive cars. He drove a pickup. He was asked, why aren't you driving a Rolls Royce or some nice car? I can't take my dog around in that. I put him in the pickup. That was always his focus. And when he passed away, he hadn't passed that on to the next one after him. He hadn't really it clearly explained to them and put into words the why that was. So after he passed, their picture of why started to fade, started to get very fuzzy. So, what's the message for us tonight? What do we want to take from that? Well, I ask you, why did you obey the gospel in the first place? Was it because of a relationship that you had with somebody you wanted to impress them? Was it because it's what everybody in my family had done? Why did you obey the gospel? Was it something personal? Was it something that you knew was the right thing to do? Turn, if you would, to 1 Peter chapter 3. Beginning in verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience. When they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. So here Peter's telling those that he's writing to, be ready to give them a reason. Give them your why. Why do you have this hope? Why is it in you? And when you do that, it has to be more than just the things that you do. It's why do you do those things? We've already, as we looked last week in Romans 1, and you turn there, Romans 1, beginning in verse 16, really, kind of as we talked last week, the theme of the book: For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So here, Paul's telling these Romans, we've taught last week, we've taught tonight, the reason why the gospel is so powerful, because it is truly the power of God for righteousness, for salvation. Keeping our why in focus helps us, as Randy talked in his invitation last week, to overcome those temptations that may come before us. If we go ahead and have that focused in our mind, our why we do things, why am I doing these things? Because it is what God has commanded us. Because we love God and we do those things for Him. Paul knew his why very well, and we see that in 2 Timothy as he's writing Timothy here at the end of his. At the end of his life, beginning in verse 6, For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. We see it in all his letters, but we see it here as he's writing Timothy here at the end of his life. He knew why he did the things, why he lived his life the way he did. So as as a moment of reflection, as Rex prayed in his prayer tonight for us to think about our lives, think about our why. Why did we become a Christian in the first place? If we do that, if we have that clear why, then that will help us do the hard things in life. It will make those things easy. Easier to do. Easier to resist the devil. To flee from those things. So tonight, as we bring our worship here to a close, has your why gotten fuzzy? Has it gotten where you're not walking as you should? Now's the time to correct that. And if you've never obeyed the gospel, why not tonight? Why not do it now? So if you're subject to the invitation, we invite you to come as we stand and as we sing.
to deal with the AFib right now, just going to the cardiologist,
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening with a humility and with understanding of the great power you wield. And we thank you for the relationship that you've let us have with you, that we can find comfort in that fearsome power. Thank you for the promise that you've given to us, that if we can understand, come to an understanding of your word and follow it as closely as we can, that we can have the hope of salvation after death. We thank you for the ability you've given to us to come together like this, and that we can encourage each other and look through your word and share what we learn about it, so we can come to a better understanding of what you've prepared for us. We ask that you help those who could not join us, whether it be a physical or a spiritual issue, that they could be able to heal from that and join us once again. We ask that you continue to watch over the brethren and all over the world, including in other countries who don't share the same freedom that we do here, to worship you without persecution. We ask that you help us to live in accordance with your word as we go out through the world, that we can let you shine through us and sow the seed everywhere we go. We thank you for sending your Son to die on that cross, so we can have all the promises and the hope and the comfort that it gives us, to know that you are in control and that you love us, and that we can come to you in prayer and not have all the blessings that we have here on earth. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.